part of this process in life to speak out your truth and speak out what you think, to do it in a way that you don't harm the other person or whatever. Mm-hmm. And for the person receiving, it's also a process of learning how to accept some sort of critics without taking it personally, for example. For me, in this living situation with Luki, it's like a really good practice of these patterns or of this way of trying to be honest and speak what you think. Threshold is a bit lower with him for me to speak it up, and it's like I can practice it better maybe. And
so that when you're in a different context, you've trained and you feel like, I can maybe anticipate, or I can if I'm not feeling good about what another person said, I'm used to just like being quiet and just holding it. I guess it's a cliche now, like, oh, you shouldn't hold things in, but I've learned to just say how I'm feeling, actually, in a very neutral kind of way, like, oh, you know what, this actually makes me feel like this, and then helping the other person understand that just by saying it often unlocks so much possibility for negotiation, for understanding, maybe accommodating that sensitivity in another time. So it's quite powerful, I find. So I'm just kind of learning this now.
As you said, like, you're speaking about the way you feel, like, this happened and it made me feel like this, but it's not your fault, or you didn't intend to make me feel like this, you know.